when you heard that Pete had announced today, what was the first thought that you had?
Well, I think Mayor Pete's announcement raises an interesting question. Can a guy from a city that most Americans haven't heard of, with a name they can't pronounce, actually win the Democratic presidential nomination? We're about to find out. Now, for those of us locally, of course, this is not a shock, right? We expected him to announce, and so I don't think there are any surprises here. But it will be interesting to see how it all unfolds, because he definitely has an uphill climb.
What do you think his chances are?
Well, if I were a betting man, I probably wouldn't put a lot of money on it. Or if I did, and I won, I would probably get a pretty big payoff. The fact is, as I said, there are lots of obstacles between Mayor Pete and the presidency. On the other hand, the nature of the primary process, as we've seen in the last few presidential cycles, is one of unpredictability. And so it is not outside the realm of possibility that he could actually muster support. After all, there are a lot of things about Mayor Pete that make him an attractive candidate, including the fact that he's from the Midwest and that he's done very well as a mayor. He's perceived that way. He's done well at cultivating a national reputation that I think is actually quite positive. So it's, as I said, not outside the realm of possibility, but neither is it highly likely.
You listed some of the things that are going to work in his favor. What are some of the things that you think, besides his unpronounceable name, that people maybe won't react as well to?
Well, let me begin with the fact that he does not have a very high national profile at this point. Now, there have been lots of people who have won their party's nominations in the past who have not started out with a high profile. There was once this relatively obscure senator from Illinois with a funny, hard to pronounce name that you might remember, who ended up winning the Democratic nomination in 2008, and a relatively obscure governor from Arkansas back in 92 who won his party's nomination. So that's something that's probably surmountable. Another issue that no doubt will be raised in every article that's written about Mayor Pete, at least in the early stages, is the fact that he's gay. And I think that's an interesting question. I don't think we really know how that will play both in the Democratic primaries and should he win the nomination in the general election. Again, 10 years ago, lots of people said it was impossible for a black man to win the presidency, and we saw that happen. So maybe America is ready for a gay president as well.
One of the things that was brought up in a recent Washington Post article was that Mayor Pete has done a little bit of winning by losing. He ran for treasurer in Indiana, and people then knew a little bit more who he was, and he won the mayor. He ran for DNC chair and got more people to know who he was, but he didn't get that. Do you think that even without winning the presidential, do you think that by losing, he could have some positive come out of just running?
Certainly there is a history of people who run for the presidency, and that establishes them on the national scene in some way. And so that could happen. I will say, however, that nobody who enters a presidential race enters it without thinking that they have a good shot at winning. That's just innate within any politician. So I'm willing to bet that if I were inside Mayor Pete's head, it would be clear that, yes, he is in this because he believes he does have a realistic shot at winning. Now, if he doesn't win, what does that mean for him? Well, that depends on how the primaries unfold, right? Sometimes people just fade away into obscurity. Other times it establishes them, as I said, as kind of a national figure that, that enables them to springboard into other offices.
Is there anything else about his run, his political career, that you think people should know about now that he's launched this exploratory committee?
Well, one thing that will be interesting to watch is how the fact that he's from Indiana plays on the national stage, given that we've had a number of national politicians, including Mike Pence, come out of Indiana, but they are typically Republicans, and not just any Republicans, but typically conservative Republicans. And now we have a Democrat who will be running on the national stage. Undoubtedly, he'll be in the various debates and such that will be held during the Democratic primaries. And so I think for the state, it is an interesting moment where people will be reminded that even a state that's characterized as a red state, as a Trump state, nonetheless has a Democratic constituency within it, and Mayor Pete represents that.